Now let's hear from Massachusetts Congressman Seth Moulton, Democrat. Good morning, Congressman. Thanks for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Good morning, Bob.
Donald Trump's victory is viewed by some as a repudiation of the establishment, the embodiment of the anger that was exhibited by some on the campaign trail. How do you take it?
Well, I think there's a part of that that's right. There's an awful lot of anger and outright hatred in America today, and Donald Trump tapped into that. And at a time now when we need more faith in our public institutions than ever to keep a check on the presidency, we've got to find a way to move forward, even though many of us are quite disillusioned by the man who will be in the office.
All right. So tell me how you think you can move yourself forward under a President Donald Trump.
Well, I realize that now my job in Congress is more important than ever, that we have to act as a serious check on the executive, and that we have to make sure we help hold our country to our core principles, that the opportunity for life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness is available to all Americans now and for generations to come.
On one issue, do you expect to be butting heads with President Trump over Obamacare, as Mr. Trump, his candidate, said he wanted to and would try to repeal it?
I do, and I expect to butt heads with Mr. Trump over just about every issue. But we've got to find a way to move forward on behalf of the American people, and that's our ultimate job. I'm a public servant. I am reportable to the people of my district, to the people of this country, and we've all got to remember that in Washington.
Do you see the Donald Trump election as changing U.S. politics, and maybe forever, as some do?
Well, I think it's too early to say, but it's definitely concerning. There is some deep resentment out there in America, and we've got to find a way to address it. So while it's understandable and reasonable to be sorrowful and a bit disillusioned today, we also have to find a way to move forward, to fix our politics, to make sure that everybody feels that he or she has a voice, and that something like this, a campaign defined by vitriol and hatred, doesn't happen again.
Obviously, no one is more disappointed this morning than Hillary Clinton, who will be speaking shortly, and we'll bring you that speech live here on WBUR. What do you hope to hear from her? What do you expect to hear from Hillary Clinton this morning?
What I both hope and expect is that she will rise above the sorrow of the situation and appeal to our higher ideals as a country, that she will not be someone like Trump who said that or suggested that he might go out and just say the election is rigged if he lost, but rather that she will call us to come together as Americans to respect our democratic process and respect the institution of the presidency, even if we have serious disagreements with the person about to go into that office.
Massachusetts Congressman Seth Moulton, thanks very much for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Bob.